Pennsylvania state lawmaker Larry Roberts is still in a hospital in Pittsburgh. Mr. Roberts is a six-term legislator who's running for re-election and trying to overcome a probe into allegations of election fraud. But he's got the hiccups, persistent, unrelenting hiccups that he's had since July. Now, there are people who've had the hiccups for longer, but what makes hiccups come on like that? And maybe more importantly, how do you make the hiccups go away? Dr. Beatrice Golem practices internal medicine and teaches medicine at the University of California at San Diego and is an expert on hiccups. Thanks for being with us, Doctor.
It's my pleasure.
And what causes them?
Hiccups are actually considered to be a reflex. There are nerve signals that go to what's called the reflex center and nerve signals that come out from it and cause the action, in this case, the repetitive movement of the diaphragm. And what determines whether hiccups are likely to come on is if there's persistent irritation of the nerve that sends the signal in. The most common causes are actually gastrointestinal.
When you say gastrointestinal problems, yes, are the largest source.
Stomach ulcers or a lymphoma in the gastrointestinal system. Yeah. Again, anything that will cause either injury or irritation in the stomach or along the course of that nerve and its branches.
So a bad burrito, for example.
Yes, and in fact, many of the things that temporarily cause hiccups are the same things that interrupt the hiccup reflex by stimulating somewhere along the same nerve course. So drinking a glass of water backward, pulling on the tongue, putting a cold spoon in the back of the mouth, either thermal, mechanical, or chemical stimulation, commonly in the throat area because that's one of the accessible places where this nerve runs, are the frequently used cures for benign cases of hiccups. And my personal favorite is a teaspoon of either peanut butter or, if you prefer, almond butter. Yeah. And that puts traction on the back of the uvula and works very effectively. In fact, I had a patient when I was a medical resident who had chronic hiccups from a GI lymphoma who said, this peanut butter does the trick every time.
To the best of your knowledge, what's the longest any patient has ever had the hiccups?
Many years, actually. In fact, Pope Pius XII is often referred to as having died of, or at least with, intractable hiccups.
When people hear you're a hiccup expert, I guess you must get all kinds of questions. Are people trying to scare you or opening up paper bags and saying,
well,
try this stuff?
I frequently advertise my expertise in this area, but I certainly have had a lot of people share their personal favorite treatments for hiccups.
And forgive me, what's the weirdest?
Oh, I think, you know, running around the table 5 times while not thinking of the word wolf.
Dr. Golem, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Beatrice Golem practices internal medicine at the University of California at San Diego.